jealous of your whole blizzard action out there,
Mr.
Buckner.
No blizzards quite yet. That's for Friday.
Soon.
Yes.
Soon.
Speaking of, let's start our Texas topics with Winter Storm Fern, as we've discovered is the ominous name of this winter storm. It's not very daunting, is it?
No.
Nothing
to worry about.
I do like that people are starting to call it, get ready for the return of the Fort Pole, as this Arctic blast will hit us, of course, on Friday. That rain on Friday afternoon will turn into that wintry mix to varying degrees, 60 at least consecutive hours under the freezing mark, and really not even getting very much into the 20s, starting once it falls Friday afternoon into tonight. Saturday night will be the coldest point, about 8 for the low, going into Sunday, and then we'll start to dig ourselves out. If, in fact, we do get a bunch of ice, because that's really what we do around here, going into Monday. So we'll have the latest as we get closer. Now, as far as our good friends over there, and we'll hear from Matt Brockman in just a little while next hour. When the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo's involved, a couple of media outlets asked Brockman and the team over there at the stock show, so what are y'all going to do with this big old storm coming? Be careful, layer up, get comfortable, and come on out. Yeah, man, the stock show does not stop for these type of activities,
ever.
Okay? In fact, some say that's why these type of activities happen, because it's always around stock show time. Yeah, Brockman out there was quoted, I think, in the Star Telegram saying, look, since 1896, we have been a winter event. We've done this a time or two, and in constant communication, of course, with the city and yada yada and all that, but definitely bundle up. All things will go on as planned, because it's the stock show, okay? Cannot be stopped. Won't be stopped.
You can find it all at the Great State Fair of Texas. Food, fun, rides, and big techs. But no horses for 2026. They have paused all the pre-fair horse shows, as well as the rodeo this year. But remind everyone, this was not always a staple for the event. I feel like they kind of chided us. Like, you don't always get the rodeo, okay? Mm-hmm. But their support remains strong for the equine industry. They hope to welcome events back when conditions allow.
Yeah, they're being really secretive about this.
Speculation is, this may boil down to money. After complaints, it was simply priced too high for the average family in recent years. And the horses are just taking it all.
When they talked about the State Fair of Texas Rodeo, I read it several times and then went back into the archives of my brain. And I was like, I don't remember a rodeo at the State Fair. And they had stopped it years ago, only bringing it back like in 2021, I believe. So I have not been over there really since, to be honest with you, so I didn't come across it. And now it's gone.
That's okay. You got your own rodeo tickets today in DQ.
That's right. We got stock show.
You.
We're good. And we have about 60 billion other rodeos, so we're fine here on the West Oplex side. Speaking of the West Oplex and the pride of it, to give you something to root for in these upcoming NFL playoffs, you got the conference championship games happening this Sunday. And that includes the early game, and that'll be the Denver Broncos taking on the New England Patriots. And you're like, who cares? Well, we got a dog in the fight here. So, and there's some controversy. The quarterback for the Denver Broncos, late in the game, this past one, they won the game. 33-30 overtime win over the Bills. But Bo Nix, season-ending ankle fracture. Ooh. So he will be done, even if the Broncos move on. So, stepping it up, will be backup quarterback Jarrett Stidham, who is a 2015 graduate of Stephenville High School.
Woo!
Baby. You got a Stephenville kid leading the Broncos appropriately right there. Coming up in the division, conference championship game against the Patriots on Sunday. So there you go. Now we have somebody to root for. Go Jackets right there. Go Broncos.
You never know what you're going to find in beautiful Midland. But how about 1.6 billion barrels of oil? The president of the Permian Basin Petroleum Association say this discovery, what they found in the ground, 10,000 feet below is very important news. And then gave us a reminder of how important the area is. That's enough to fuel the U.S. oil needs for 10 weeks, gasoline for 10 months, and enough to give Landman plot twists for Billy Bob Thornton for at least three episodes.
Nice.
Priorities.
How do you miss like 1.6 billion barrels just sitting there?
I don't know. Look what I found.
I mean, they're just barrels. There's nothing out there. It wasn't covering it up. I mean, now that we have a seventh oil tanker from Venezuela, though, do we need it? Do we need it? Not sure. Congratulations. Also, congratulations to that land man. Taylor Sheridan is rapidly becoming one of the biggest landowners in the United States. Now, first of all, when it comes to Texas landowner, he's number 49 out of 100 ranked on that. Taylor Sheridan reportedly has 267,000 acres to his name. Of course, now, you know, he owns the Four Sixes Ranch, too. Of course, the Bosque Ranch out there and other ranches along the way. But other notables in this, the Bass family, who owns the land that we currently sit on right now. So I won't say anything. Also, Stan Kroenke, who's owner of the Los Angeles Rams. He owns about 535,000 acres across Texas, too. So I don't know if we're okay with that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, maybe that's where they can put one of those data centers.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, a Florida-based company is considering setting up a manufacturing plant to make equipment to cool those massive facilities. Yes, with the data centers comes data center cooling equipment factories. They're going to pop one of those up in North Fort Worth off Blue Mound Road. You got to keep them cool or just wait till this weekend.
If they're from Florida, why don't they make them in Florida if they're so worried about it?
Well, can't we use Greenland for that? If that's what we're going to do,
okay, I mean, it's
already
cool.
Enough, theoretically, nobody's ever technically been there, and that includes Denmark. And then finally, in a survey and study on by state, which state is relies on coffee more than others, Louisiana claims the crown as the most coffee-dependent state in the United States. They come in at number one. They're followed by West Virginia at number two. Alaska at number three.
It's pretty dang cold up there.
And Texas made the top 10, landing solidly at number six, most coffee-dependent state. And that's just in the afternoons from Mark.
Sometimes you just need a little hit of caffeine to get through the day,
Amen,
don't you?
Amen right there, buddy.
There you go.
Welcome to your real country wake-up call. It's KB and Heather Lee.